This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How Neurotransmitters Shape Behavior, the Science Behind Brain Chemistry. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The human brain operates through a chemical conversation that occurs billions of times per second. Neurotransmitters, small chemical messengers released across synapses, form the fundamental basis of neural communication, determining cognition, emotion, and behavior. When neurons fire, they do not transmit electricity directly. Instead, they release molecules into the synaptic cleft that bind to receptors on adjacent neurons, triggering cascade effects throughout the nervous system. Key takeaways: 8 major neurotransmitters, GABA, glutamate, acetylcholine, dopamine, serotonin, noradrenaline, adrenaline, and endorphins, regulate mood, cognition, motivation, and physical response. Imbalances in neurotransmitter levels, caused by sleep deprivation, chronic stress, poor diet, or trauma, directly alter emotional experience and behavior. Understanding synaptic chemistry provides a biological foundation for treating mood disorders, cognitive decline, and addiction. 8 major neurotransmitter systems regulate human behavior, mood stability, cognition, and physical response, all operating simultaneously at the synaptic level. The 8 core neurotransmitters and their functions, primary roles in neural communication and behavior regulation: dopamine, motivation, reward, reinforcement, glutamate, learning, memory, excitation, serotonin, mood, sleep, appetite, stability, acetylcholine, attention, movement, activation, noradrenaline, focus, alertness, arousal, GABA, inhibition, calming. Inhibition source, neuroscience literature review. Georgian Medical Journal News. The chemistry of thought and emotion. Synaptic transmission is not a static process. Rather, it is dynamic and responsive to experience. Each neurotransmitter system carries specific responsibilities. Dopamine, for instance, is often mischaracterized as the pleasure chemical. In reality, dopamine assigns value to actions and outcomes, driving motivation and reinforcement learning. When dopamine levels are optimal, humans experience drive and motivation. Dysregulation, either excess or deficiency, correlates with attention disorders, addiction vulnerability, and depressive symptoms. Serotonin operates across multiple systems. Beyond mood regulation, serotonin influences sleep-wake cycles, appetite control, and emotional resilience. Low serotonin correlates with depression, anxiety, and disrupted sleep. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, the most prescribed class of antidepressants, work by prolonging serotonin availability in the synaptic cleft, demonstrating the direct link between chemistry and clinical outcome. Glutamate and GABA form the brain's fundamental balance. Glutamate is excitatory. It drives learning and memory formation. However, excessive glutamate becomes neurotoxic, implicated in neurodegenerative disease and acute brain injury. GABA is the counterbalance, the primary inhibitory neurotransmitter that prevents runaway neural firing and enables relaxation. This balance is disrupted by chronic stress, sleep loss, and alcohol dependence. Stress, sleep, and neurochemical cascades. The adrenergic system, adrenaline and noradrenaline, represents the brain's emergency response. Under acute stress, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal, HPA axis, triggers release of catecholamines, increasing heart rate, blood pressure, and glucose mobilization. This is adaptive for survival. However, chronic activation of this system leads to allostatic load, a state of sustained physiological dysregulation that accelerates aging and disease risk. Sleep deprivation acutely disrupts all major neurotransmitter systems. A single night of poor sleep reduces dopamine sensitivity, impairs acetylcholine-dependent attention, elevates glutamate toxicity, and suppresses serotonin and GABA function. This cascade explains why sleep loss impairs cognition, increases irritability, and amplifies pain perception. Clinical evidence increasingly supports sleep as a foundational pillar of neuropsychiatric health. Diet, exercise, and trauma also shift neurochemical balance. Amino acid precursors, tryptophan for serotonin, tyrosine for dopamine, are dietary dependent. Regular aerobic exercise increases endorphin release and brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which supports neuronal survival and plasticity. Psychological trauma alters baseline noradrenaline and cortisol, creating hypervigilance and anxiety sensitivity. Implications for treatment and prevention. Understanding synaptic chemistry has revolutionized psychiatric care. Antidepressants, anxiolytics, stimulants, and cognitive-enhancing drugs all work by modulating specific neurotransmitter systems. However, pharmacotherapy is not monolithic. Individual genetic variation in neurotransmitter metabolism and receptor sensitivity explains why treatment response varies widely. Pharmacogenomic testing, identifying genetic variants that influence drug metabolism, increasingly guides prescribing decisions in precision psychiatry. Prevention strategies that optimize neurochemistry include sleep hygiene, stress management, nutrition, particularly adequate protein and micronutrients, regular aerobic exercise, and cognitive engagement. Public health messaging that frames neurochemistry as modifiable through lifestyle empowers individuals to take ownership of mental health. This is particularly important for adolescents whose prefrontal dopamine and serotonin systems are still developing. The synaptic cleft, a space measuring only 20 nanometers, is where every thought, emotion, memory, and behavior originates. Shifts in neurotransmitter balance, caused by sleep, stress, diet, trauma, or thought patterns themselves, directly alter internal experience and behavior. Neuroscience consensus on synaptic transmission and behavior, PubMed literature. What this means for patients, mood, cognition, and behavior have biological substrates. If you experience persistent depression, anxiety, poor attention, or sleep disruption, these are not character flaws. They reflect neurochemical imbalances that are addressable through medication, therapy, sleep, exercise, and nutrition. Seeking professional evaluation is justified. For clinicians, comprehensive psychiatric care requires assessment of sleep, nutrition, stress, exercise, and trauma history, not just symptom screening. Neurotransmitter-targeted pharmacotherapy, SSRIs, dopamine agonists, GABA enhancers, should be paired with behavioral and lifestyle interventions that optimize neurochemistry intrinsically. Pharmacogenomic testing may guide treatment selection in cases of prior treatment failure. For policymakers, public education on neurochemistry and modifiable risk factors, sleep, exercise, nutrition, stress reduction, is a cost-effective prevention strategy for depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline. Workplace policies that protect sleep, enable exercise, and reduce chronic stress have measurable neurobiological benefits. Mental health screening in schools and primary care settings can identify dysregulation early. Frequently asked questions, why do SSRIs take weeks to work if they increase serotonin immediately? SSRIs increase synaptic serotonin within hours, but clinical mood improvement takes 2 to 4 weeks because downstream neuroplastic changes, receptor sensitivity adjustment, gene expression changes, and circuit remodeling require time. This lag is why patients must not discontinue SSRIs prematurely. Can you naturally increase dopamine or serotonin without medication? Yes, partially. Sleep, exercise, social connection, sunlight exposure, and achievement all modulate dopamine and serotonin. However, in clinical depression or ADHD, endogenous production is often insufficient. Lifestyle measures are complementary, but not always sufficient replacements for pharmacotherapy. A clinician should assess severity before recommending lifestyle-only approaches. Are there foods or supplements that meaningfully affect neurotransmitter levels? Amino acid precursors, tryptophan in turkey, tyrosine in chicken, and micronutrients, vitamin B6, magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, support neurotransmitter synthesis. However, dietary changes alone rarely achieve therapeutic neurotransmitter levels in clinical disorders. Supplements may reduce symptom severity in mild cases, but should not replace evidence-based treatment when symptoms are moderate to severe. The synaptic cleft, a microscopic space at the intersection of two neurons, is where consciousness arises and behavior is determined. Modern neuroscience has revealed that this space is not fixed. It is dynamically responsive to sleep, stress, movement, nutrition, and thought itself. This understanding democratizes mental health. If neurochemistry is modifiable, then psychological distress is not destiny. This perspective aligns with the GMJ's commitment to evidence-based health literacy that empowers patients and clinicians alike. Source: neurotransmitter function and synaptic transmission explainer.